conquer valleys and glens. We build huge towers in the sky. We're strong, we're bold, though it be hot or cold. We'll fight everyone till we die.
And welcome back to another episode of the Cranky Old Bastard and his pal Nobody. And I would be Nobody.
Yep, you certainly are.
And who do we got on the other line? That would be
no one.
The Bastard.
Do we have... Oh, yeah, well, fuck. Everyone knows me. I mean, no one knows you because you're no one. Everyone knows me because they all love me.
I'm more than happy to be no one.
They all love me.
It's better to be the kingmaker than the king. As the kingmaker, you don't lose your fucking head.
You want to bet?
Not if you're a good...
He told me to do it. He told me to do it.
Not if you're a good kingmaker. If you're a good kingmaker, you never lose your head. They don't even know you're there.
But if you're a good king, you make secret tapes of everything.
Yeah.
So that the kingmaker loses his fucking head.
Yeah, somebody's got to take the fucking fall. Anyway, welcome back to another episode of us just rambling about whatever the fuck we want to bitch about. And it's been a while, and mainly because, well, first we had to get the bastard over there a new headset, because previously the one he had just sucked wind. But that's taken care of now, so... Yep. What else we got happening here?
Well, let's make something perfectly clear before we start off, okay? And I want everyone to understand this. Yes, we bitch about a lot of stuff, but we don't bitch about our women. We do enough of that behind the microphones and when we go out on our hikes.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yep. The bitch fest. Or, as we like to call it, the hike club for men.
Well, let's try something fun and new here. I've got this new toy.
I gotta change my voice up a little bit. Does it come through a little weird for you?
Yeah, you sound kind of like one of the bounty hunters on Star Wars.
You
know, the one that's...
How about if we change it over to...
Space Squirrel.
Now you sound like you're stoned on helium.
Yes, Space Squirrel, that is.
Yes, I've got new toys here. And it's got multiple instant voices.
Don't you have anything better to spend your money on?
No, not really.
Fuck.
You know how life goes, but hang on.
Okay, well, who do
no,
you want?
I have nothing better to spend my money on. What do you know? You know.
Hey, okay. First of all, let's start off by bringing people up to date on what's going on in the world today, okay?
It's about to explode. We're in 2012, and we've got 10 months left. Nine
bullshit.
Months
bullshit. Because you know what? The Mayan calendar never took into consideration fucking leap years, okay? If they'd taken into consideration the leap years, we'd all fucking be dead.
Oh, okay. Whatever.
Seriously, man. You look at
the Mayan calendar had nothing to do with the Gregorian calendar we currently use. What happened was somebody stumbled across it, and they think they mapped out the exact... corresponding dates and times between the Mayan calendar and the Gregorian calendar that we currently use.
Yeah. But they didn't take into consideration leap years.
Yeah.
So it would have actually been like sometime last year.
Oh. You mean when that freakazoid was predicting the end of the world?
Yeah, probably.
Maybe he was thinking wrong anyway. But
hey, you know what? Maybe it was when Japan had that tsunami hit.
Hey, we know the world's not going to end, but the simple fact is that enough people believe it is. So it's going to be havoc as we reach November, December.
You're talking about the same fucking idiots that believed that the world was going to end and computers were going to crash for the millennium.
I mean, no, there's more idiots that believe in the Mayan calendar than the ones that believed in the computers. You got to remember, at the end of the millennium, 1999, and I'm sure you remember, you were out with me taking photos that night, remember?
No, I was working downtown.
Oh, you were off somewhere. That's right. I was off somebody else. But anyway, when that was happening, computers weren't such a big part of our life as they are now.
You know, yeah, but see, and if anything was going to happen, it would have happened on December 31st, 2000.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, as we actually went into the new millennium. So, I mean,
that's the whole thing.
It's a whole fucking...
Yeah, the biggest thing you got to ask him is, so what time zone did they determine it's actually going to be in?
Yeah.
That's always my fave. So the world ends on this day. I say, great, what time zone so I can be prepared?
Yep.
Is it my time zone or is it Greenwich Mean Time?
No, it's going to be Eastern time zone.
Eastern. Well, let's go Hawaiian time zone. You know, they're still behind us.
Yeah. So
what else we got? We got all kinds of shit.
We've got dumbass Americans, my favorite fucking topic.
Oh, that's a never-ending supply of that.
Yeah, well, hey, you know, women are cattle as far as some people in the U.S. are concerned.
Yeah, especially their politicians. They're politicians who, you know, the ones that protest loudly about morality are probably the ones you can find tied up in the back room with a ponytail shoved up their butt.
Going, yes, yes.
Pretty much. It always seems to be the case. The more moral high ground they take, the more perverted they actually are.
Of course.
I mean,
the more pious, the more kinky.
Yeah, that's it.
And it's just like, you can relate that to automobiles. The more expensive the car, the more tricked out it is, the smaller the penis. Or the greatest of penis envy.
Is that why I drive a piece of shit?
Hey, you don't drive anything. Your wife lets you drive her car.
Yeah, that's true. I don't even have a car.
Yeah, because you're whipped.
Yeah, well, at least I know who wears the pants in the house. My wife tells me every day when I get permission to wear them.
Yep. You're in charge and you've got her permission to say
so. That's exactly it.
Yeah, see? Around here, I'm in charge.
Uh-huh.
As long as she lets me think I am.
That's right. As long as she lets you think you are. Well, the reality is, you know, only the smart men know who's really in charge.
Yeah. And even the smarter men, let them think that they're in charge.
Yep. Oh, well.
See, I can say whatever I want because my girlfriend's not going to cut me off from sex. She can't cut me off. She doesn't know where I'm getting it from. Take that.
Well, you know.
So, I'm all pissed off. Okay, first of all, my thumb, okay? Two different fucking doctors. The medical profession in BC is the shits. Now, the nurses are great, okay? It's the fucking... What? You got something to say? Hello?
Hello, maybe. We're thinking.
Hello.
Uh-oh. Can you hear me?
What? I can hear you now.
Yeah, something happened there. It glitched out for a reason. I don't know.
I was saying that the nurses are great. You know, the nurses work very fucking hard.
Yeah.
It's the fucking doctors, you know. They don't want to take the fucking time, okay? As you know, I had a little accident with a table saw. My first professional fight, and... I ended up losing one fall to the table saw, and my thumb looks like hamburger,
yeah.
Right? Now, I told them I was cutting ironwood. I told them when you cut ironwood, you don't get the regular type of sawdust. You get a very fat, fine black powder.
Right.
Okay? And, you know, this charming.
Yeah, yeah.
This table saw is old. The blade's been on there for a while, and... Well, we all know how notorious table saws are for being so clean.
Well, yeah, they're like the cleanest thing in your garage. Yeah,
so, okay, the first doctor I went to see, I went in, and I've got my left thumb wrapped up with a bloody towel, and I'm holding it above my heart, like anybody who's taken first aid ever knows that you should do, okay? Elevate it above your heart. And he starts setting up all the... suture stuff on my right-hand side. Then he looks at me and goes, so where's this cut? I looked at my thumb, looked at him, looked at my thumb, and I told him it was on my big fucking toe.
Yeah. Okay?
So he finally clues in. He comes around the other side, right? Lays my hand on this little table, tries to freeze me, used a 14 fucking gauge needle to stick in my thumb, which is a huge fucking needle.
That's a big-ass fucking needle.
Yeah.
Even I know that.
Yeah. I mean, anybody who's gotten body piercings know a 14-gauge is a big fucking needle.
Oh, I've never had body piercings, but yeah, I still know it's a big fucking needle.
So he sticks it in on the one side, sticks it in on the other side, and he pumped so much in there, it fucking squirted back out.
What did he pump in there?
Freezing.
Oh.
A local anesthetic. Oh, so then he does it again, and the same thing fucking happens. Then he goes down to the top. Like, before the other freezing had a chance to kick in, he goes down to the fucking top where I cut my hand open, my thumb. And he tries to freeze me that way. Well, fuck, brand new doctor's walk-in clinic, and I almost fucking totaled the room. I grabbed the side of the table. Okay, what the fuck was that?
You didn't hear it? Let's try again.
I heard it. No, I heard it. What the fuck? Oh.
That's what he was. He was a shit for brains.
Yeah. Okay. So anyways, now, I told him it's a dirty table saw.
Yeah.
He doesn't say, well, let's put you on antibiotics. I tell him I'm allergic to codeine, and what does he prescribe me? Tylenol number 3. Bing, 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 bing. Here's a fucking winner for you, folks. So, later that night, as you know, because you were good enough to drive me up there, I went up to emerge because I'd bled through my bandage.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
And took me 4 hours to get in to see a doctor who said, well, it's too late for us to do anything now. If you come in a little earlier, and I've been sitting in the fucking waiting room for 4 fucking hours. And tell me I had to come in earlier. And I was still bleeding through my thumb, through the bandage. I had to sit there holding pressure onto it.
Yeah.
So anyways, they rebandage it. And he gives me a prescription for a nice narcotic painkiller that worked great. But like, this stuff's a legal form of heroin.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah. And it's dilaudid, but for those of you who want to know. But he doesn't even give – he says the same thing, you know. These cuts are notorious for getting infected, so keep it clean. Not, these cuts are notorious for getting infected. Here's an ounce of prevention in the form of antibiotics. No. So that was on the Wednesday. The following Tuesday, I go up to a walk-in clinic, and I go and talk to the doctor there. And I said, look, doc, I think this thing's infected. And he said, why? I said, well, it should not hurt as much as it is. And, well, you'll see when you take the bandage off. So he takes the bandage off and goes, yeah, you know, I'm inclined to agree with you. It's infected.
Oh, yeah.
So he gives me antibiotics. Smart doctor. Gives me a prescription for another type of painkiller that my drug coverage doesn't cover. So they said, well, come back. We got some samples of it.
Yeah.
So great. They give me samples. Okay, not a problem. This is fantastic. They're actually looking after their patients. I like this doctor.
Right.
Enough. He's not a Canadian. He's a South African doctor. So, all fine and dandy. Now, I go and see my doctor on the Thursday to get the stitches removed. And he goes, well, keep taking the antibiotics. If it looks like the infection's going away, great. If not... if you can't get in to see me, go in to see another doctor, and we'll either put you on stronger antibiotics or we'll send you to see a plastic surgeon. And they'll cut away all the dead stuff, and they'll basically put me out, cut away all the dead stuff, and do a skin graft over it.
Oh.
Yeah.
I hope the antibiotics are working. Planning a trip to the plastic surgeon then, are you? Hello. Knock, knock.
Hello, hello. There?
Yeah, I'm here. What happened to you? Okay.
Oh, I accidentally hit the mic mute button.
Oh, well, there you go. Wondering what happened. You just cut off in mid-sentence. It was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, so my family doctor also works as a ER doctor over on the mainland. So he's only in the office 3 days a week, and 3 days a week he's an ER doctor over on the mainland. Mm-hmm. He makes more money that way. Yeah. And he was pissed off that neither one of the first two doctors had bothered to prescribe an antibiotic.
Well, you know.
He goes, the first thing I'm going to do is give you a shot of antibiotics, then give you a prescription. So be careful which fucking hospitals you go to. Don't go to fucking Jubilee, folks. Don't go to the walk-in clinic in Souk. Because all you hear from there is quack, 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 quack.
Well, you know, I'm sure they do the best they can with whatever brains they've got.
But, well, not fucking much. your average first St. John's first eighter could have done better.
Yeah, maybe.
So anyways, doctors are fucking useless pricks who overcharge and don't bother listening to what you're saying.
Well, a bright spot here is you didn't have to pay for the doctors.
Yeah, true. If I'd been down in the States, I would have been royally fucked.
Yeah, you would have been, because, you know, all of that attention would have cost you, $5,000 or $6,000.
Yep.
Minimum.
But then again, I wouldn't be caught dead in the States if I didn't have to be.
Yeah, even dying down there is expensive.
Yep. And they take a dim view of when you say things like kill the president.
Yes, they do.
Let's talk about killing Rush Limbaugh. Let's talk
Rich
about
Ball. Killing. Nah, don't kill him. Just make him eat his own drugs.
let's kill the entire fucking Republican Party. Okay?
I'll start with Fox News.
Oh well, fuck that. We're talking Republican Party. Fox News synonymous.
That's true.
Okay. This week in the Georgia legislature, they debated a bill in the House that would make it necessary for some women to carry stillborn or dying fetuses until they naturally go into labor.
Yeah, that's stupid.
In arguing for this bill, Representative Terry England described his empathy for pregnant cows and pigs in the same situation.
Maybe he's into bestiality.
Yeah. Bad, Terry. Bad, Terry. Bad. Maybe he's the ones knocking up the cows and pigs.
Could be.
Hey, did you know that a pig's orgasm can last for 30 minutes?
Damn, lucky pig.
Fucking right. And a lion can mate up to 50 times in a day. Now, which route would you take? The 30-hour-long or 30-minute-long orgasm or the 50 times a day? Do you want quality or quantity?
Here you go. Here's for the...
Come on, answer the question.
Oh. Here we go. 1, 2, 3. I'm a farm animal fucker, a livestock spelunker. I grab my cattle by the ears.
There you go. You hear that okay?
Yeah, I heard that, but I still didn't hear your answer.
My answer to what?
Whether you'd rather be the lion or the pig. Do you want quality over quantity?
I'll take quality.
Okay.
I prefer quality.
So this woman that's writing this column, okay, she says, Mr. England, unlike the cats and pig for which you express so much empathy, I am not a beast of burden. I'm a woman and I have these human rights. Women, human, okay. The right to life, the right to privacy, the right to freedom, the right to bodily integrity, and the right to decide when and how I reproduce.
Yeah.
Mr. England, you and your friends do not get to trade these rights while dog and hog hunting in return for young man's chickens. Okay.
There's a video that goes with that. It was actually, I didn't quite get to watch it. Was planning to, but, you know, got sidetracked.
There's consigning women to death to save a fetus. Now, I'm sorry. No, actually, I'm not sorry, because I'm here to piss people off.
Right. Well, that's the whole point.
Especially if a woman's got other kids, her life is more important than a child's. I'm sorry, folks, but get over it.
Most assuredly. Especially more important than an unborn child, because unborn is not fully life yet.
Yeah. And, you know, it's a case of, especially with a mother who's got other children, they need their mother around. They don't need a dead mom and another sibling. Yep. Sorry about the kid, but hey, you got your mom. Unless your mom's a real cunt, then, you know, we'll think about it. Oh, fuck. Criminalizing pregnancy and miscarriages and arresting, imprisoning, and charging women. When the fuck did they wake up in China?
No shit. That one there is like, holy fuck, I couldn't believe that one.
Yeah. And let's see.
A woman charged with murder after she tried to commit suicide while pregnant.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one's a little insane. Let's see. You've got all kinds of in this list. There's basically a 10 list. You know, maybe we'll put a put a link in the, well, there won't be any fucking show notes. We'll just put a link with the post.
Forcing women to undergo involuntary vaginal penetration, otherwise called rape. Yeah, you see, if it's a guy, you know, the if it was a guy doing this and they sent him to jail, the other convicts would kill him.
Yeah.
Right? And if you're a rapist or a child molester or anything like that, you're as good as fucking dead. That's why they've got protective custody. Protective custody. Blah! English is my first language.
Right behind so, Chinese.
Yeah, apparently. So, I mean, what are they going to do with the machine? Fuck, you know what? Let the asshole who's putting the machine in be one of these fucking elected representatives, then send them to jail. See how long they last. Yes. Disabling women or sacrificing their lives by either withholding medical treatment or forcing women to undergo involuntary medical procedures.
Yeah.
And giving zygotes personhood rights while systematically stripping women of their fundamental rights.
This one here actually plays into the new technology that's coming, which is the artificial womb.
Is that a womb with a view?
Yeah, it's a womb with a view, actually. I was looking at the article it leads to. It's actually a womb with a view. In fact, it's a whole bunch of wombs with a view all along the wall. It's like sci-fi.
Like The Matrix.
That's it. Like The Matrix. But, yeah, that one there is interesting into itself. Then, of course, you have, inhibiting, humiliating, punishing women for their choices to have an abortion for any reason by levying taxes specifically on abortion.
Yeah. Okay. Now, I am pro-choice.
Yeah.
I am against abortion.
Yeah.
But because, you know, it should be discussed with both partners there. I'm sorry, it took both partners to make the child. It should be discussed with both partners there. Yeah. I'm all behind the right, you know, it's a woman's body. It's her right to choose. But let the father have some influence or at least a say or, you know, you don't have to listen to what we're saying, but just let us fucking say it.
Yeah, give him a chance to say what he's going to say. But ultimately, it's up to the woman what she wants to do because it's gonna dramatically impact her life the most.
Yep. I mean, I've been there, done that, and well, at the time, you know, I was really upset about it. I understood why it was happening. So. Yep. Then there's number 8. Allowing employers to delve into women's private lives only to pay for insurance when they agree for religious reasons with how they choose to use birth controls. Church and state, people, fucking separate the two. Keep them separated.
This has nothing to do with church and state.
Sure, it does.
No, employers are not state or church, but if the state is paying for it... passing a law that the state needs to stay out of it. But the problem is with that there is you're stuck with employers. And if someone works for an employer that has his own religious beliefs, well, if you don't have those beliefs, you better consider leaving that employer or suck it up and pretend like you do. That's the way it works in the world. Because an employer is a dictatorship. It is not a democracy to be an employee for a company.
We already know that the U.S. is a fucking dictatorship.
Well, the U.S. has become a dictatorship about 25 years ago. They just pretend like they're still a democracy.
Yeah. Well, actually...
It came into full force in 1981 when Reagan fired all the air traffic controllers. From that point on, it's been on a continual downhill slope at a rapidly increasing pace, especially in the last 10 years.
It's the Fourth Reich. It's the Fourth Reich, I'm telling you.
Oh, it is. It is. In fact, Goebbels would be fucking proud of how the United States has handled the Patriot Act.
Goebbels,
that's it, Goebbels. He would he'd be creaming all over the place with the shit the United States is doing.
Oh, yeah.
It's only shit he dreamed about in his wettest of dreams.
Yeah, but I mean, Hitler would be fucking creaming in his pants too.
Yeah.
I mean, fuck, Hitler's is credited with saying the bigger the lie, the easier it is to convince the people to believe it.
Well, you know, you've got some very big ones from the United States in the last 48 years.
We don't want to steal Canada's oil. We want to buy it from them.
For nothing.
And as soon as they get that fucking pipeline installed, they're going to fucking try and invade us.
Oh, yeah, sure. Well, let them try. We'll kick their ass again. We kicked their ass once. We'll do it again. Well, you know, the other lies, the other big lies they've told is like, you know, 9/11. That's one of their biggest fucking lies going right now.
Oh, yeah. And, you know,
that
it's just
that. And there was one idiot in a fucking book repository with perfect aim over 3 shots over 3 seconds. Goddamn, motherfucker.
Yeah.
And then that magic bullet. I love the magic bullet. So anyway, yeah, the big lies, the fucking ones that are just so huge. It's like, how could you possibly disbelieve it? Yeah. And the fact that, yeah, two skyscrapers came crashing to the ground because gasoline got hot enough to melt steel. I'm sorry. I was a mechanic. I know how what kind of heat it takes to fucking cut through steel. It does not work with gasoline. I don't care what gasoline grade you're using. You're never going to melt enough steel.
Yeah, well, what do you expect? The bigger the lie, the easier it is to get the people to believe it.
That's exactly what it is. So anyway, you got number 9 there, sacrificing women's overall health and well-being of their families in order to stop them from exercising their fundamental human right to control their bodies and reproduction. Texas did that. Of course, Texas leads the charge always.
Well, hang on. Hang on for a second.
Okay. We're holding. We're holding.
I want to know if you can hear this.
Washington. Oh, yeah, I can hear that.
This is for our fans out there. I love that song.
It's such a great song.
It is.
I know somebody that when they were in the school system down there in the States, they used to play that regularly.
Yeah, and we all know how your ex-wife feels about that.
Oh, yeah.
No, Nathan!
That's what I get for fucking marrying an American woman. Never marrying a fucking American woman.
Dun, 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 dun.
You're fucked in the head, man.
No shit. Okay, so sacrificing women's overall health for the well-being of their families in order to stop them from exercising their fundamental human rights.
I just got that one, man. Yeah. I just spit that one out. You weren't listening.
Yeah, no, I was, but I wanted to get back to it. It turned down $35 million in federal funds. So, I mean, that's ensuring 300,000 low-income and uninsured Texas women will have no or greatly reduced access to basic preventative and reproductive health care.
Well, you can't keep the cattle in control if you let them have their health.
Yeah, well, you know, we gotta grow us some more Texans. Yep. So we ain't going to let Texas women get pregnant, or not going to let them have birth control, except unless they're rich, you know, because we want to breed a bunch of dummies, because that is easier to control.
Dummies are easier to control, and they make great cannon fodder.
Yep. And then number 10, depriving women of their ability to earn a living and support themselves and their families.
That one there is truly fucked.
It allows employers to fire women for using contraception. This is in Arizona.
Oh, yeah, that one there. So I was going to look at that article. It's like, I didn't know they could fire women for using contraception.
This woman is a feminist. She, feminist, satirist, and media critic. Now, I like what she's written here. I like what she says just below that. This is about sex and property, not life and morality. Okay? And they're taking away the women's right to say, okay, yeah, we're going to fuck and we're just going to fuck for fun.
Yep.
And then they're making them basically like cattle. Well, you're my bitch. You'll do what you're fucking told when I fucking tell you to do it. If you don't like it, too fucking bad. Yep. I'm just going to have... And you know what? No doesn't mean no anymore. So take that, bitch. That's what's going to happen next, man. There's going to be a case comes up, and someone's going to say, well, she said, no, but, you know, all your laws here have taken away her rights to say no, and they're going to go, yeah, you're right.
Oh, so, yeah.
You don't have the right to say no anymore, bitch, so shut up and take it up the ass.
Pretty much.
This is not freedom of religion. If it were,
freedom of religion. Yeah. Freedom of religion.
Yeah. Yeah, well, we all know that that's a crock of shit. Now, you asked me the other night which religion is going to see us.
Oh, yeah, I wondered about that. Yeah, that was just amusing. Which religion is going to take over Christianity? Because, of course, we're in a new age now, and it's time to replace Christianity with the next new religion. I mean, after all, Christianity replaced paganism.
The Flying Spaghetti Monster.
Hey, that one's actually kind of cool.
I know. That are the Jedi's. The Jedi's going to take over.
I actually, in my last census, I filled out that I was a Jedi Knight.
Yeah. It's now a recognized religion in Canada.
That's because enough people claim to be Jedi Knights.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that. That one was great.
Yeah. No, honestly, Druidism is going to make a huge comeback.
Well, it's paganism in its whole. Druidism is just one form of paganism, and it was the main leadership of paganism for a long time.
Well, not according to this author, Donald Tyson. You know, he calls Thelema a cult. Mm-hmm. Everything, unless it's Golden Dawn or Enochian, mm-hmm. You know, those are the only true forms of magic religions out there.
Oh, is that what?
And even, he says that, and then he contradicts himself by saying that the only true form of magic religion dates back to local shamans. I'm reading this book by him because, you know, there's always something interesting that you find.
Always something interesting in him.
And he's talking about Satanism. And how the majority of the horrific crimes caused by these Satanists are done by younger people who are involved in drugs and heavy metal music.
Oh, well, you know, got to blame something.
Yeah. Well, hey, that's fine. You want to blame that shit on heavy metal music? Great. Human sacrifices, heavy metal music, incest, country music. Come on, let's be fair here, kids.
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, it's all kind of screwy and just crazy.
It's just completely fucked up. And, you know, I mean, unfortunately, Canada's not much better. You see, our politicians, our members of parliament just got a raise.
Yeah, well, you know, they got to pay for that golden parachute.
You can bang anything that you find in the holler, but don't touch your sister, she's mine.
That sounds like country music, is your thing.
Yeah. Well, anyways, we're talking about our federal government. They just gave themselves a raise, and then they did this huge budget cut. And everyone asked the official opposition, even the Bloc Québécois,
who almost don't exist anymore.
Yeah. Ask the conservatives to exclude veterans affairs and veterans pensions from these budget cuts. And you know what those sons of bitches did? They turned around and said no.
Well, you know, they've never served in the military.
Exactly. The country's good enough to fight and die for, but fuck, if you want a pension from us, forget it.
Yeah, well, none of the politicians nowadays have served in the military. And if they have served, it's a very rare politician that's actually served in the military.
You know, and here's another good thing. Let's make the politicians all work for minimum wage.
Fuck, they wouldn't survive.
Let's don't fucking pass that change.
Although it was interesting, there was one NDP politician in BC here who tried to do a month on welfare and found out it's really fucked.
It's impossible. I mean, you've got people in BC, families that have to choose between paying rent and getting groceries.
Oh, yeah. I know several.
For a civilized fucking country, that is ridiculous.
Yeah. Wasn't like that when I first moved to Canada.
No. I mean, fuck, when I first moved out here, you know, there's lots of jobs out here. BC was the province to be in. Now, Victoria is the second dangerous city in fucking Canada, apparently, according to Maclean's magazine.
Well, I don't know where the fuck Maclean's magazine is getting that kind of info, but...
Well, okay, what they did is they took all the statistics, and Prince George is apparently the most dangerous city
Prince
to live in.
Prince fucking George.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, what it is they're going per capita. And for Victoria, they took the Greater Victoria area. Not Victoria proper, the Greater Victoria area, which is Sydney to Souk.
Yeah, that's 300,000 people. That's not very big.
And per capita, I guess, we are the second most dangerous city to live in. But
I suppose it's possible.
Hang on, I think I heard someone knocking on my door. Nope. No, I didn't. Okay. But, I mean, I'd much rather live in Victoria than live in fucking Toronto or Vancouver.
Of all the places I've lived in the world, this is the only city I've ever been comfortable in.
You could not pay me enough to live in Montreal.
No.
A, because it's full of fucking frogs.
Ah, you know. Frogs got to go
and
somewhere.
And B, let them go back to France. Now, we want to separate from Canada. Good, go back to fucking France. Here, we'll give you one of BC ferries to take back there, okay?
Give one of the
speaking
fast
of cats. BC ferries. Speaking of BC ferries, I saw this shirt yesterday, and it had a big rainbow above a BC ferries, and it says BC ferries cruising the straits. And that was fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
I figured I got to get that one for a couple mutual friends that we've got. You know the ones.
Oh,
I mean.
Yeah.
And I thought that was hilarious.
That's cute.
Now, let's move to, okay, we bitched about our federal government and what they've done to our fucking vets. You know, people, I can't say this enough. Support your vets. They're getting fucked over. As a vet, I can tell you, we're getting fucked over, okay? We can't get pensions for what we're supposed to get pensions for. When it does come up that, okay, the guys returning from Afghanistan, these guys are suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder, and the military has defined post-traumatic stress disorder so that what you or I might get this diagnosed on the outside as post-traumatic stress disorder is operational stress injury, which is not pensionable, but PTSD is. And trust me, I mean, I fought for 5 fucking years to get a pension from the military, and it cost me a lot of money and a lot of fucking heartaches and headaches until I finally said, fuck it, you know? You win, and that's what they're doing it with everybody. If you do get in front of Veterans Affairs, right, and they can turn around and say no, and they don't have to tell you why they're saying no. They just, nope, you're not getting a pension. You can appeal it, but it's an in-house appeal. And the Office of the Ombudsman doesn't do a fucking thing for the vets, okay? He sits there and jerks off all fucking day because he's making hundreds of thousands of dollars for sitting in his office jerking off.
Well, yeah. Somebody's got to jerk off.
What we need to do, honestly, folks, if you don't listen, another fucking word I say, listen to this. We need to start a petition demanding the right of a recall vote so we can recall our MPs because they do not listen to us. They do not represent the best.
We do have a recall vote, but it's a pain in the ass to implement.
Yeah, well, see, our politicians are not representing what's in the best interest of the country or their constituents.
No, they represent what's the best interest of their pocketbooks to their buddies' pocketbooks.
And the party line, you know, party line's got to come first. You know, they should have a free vote. They should have a Canadian-wide referendum on capital punishment. I bet you it would come back.
Quite possibly.
They should have a national referendum on how easy it should be to recall our politicians. But, you know, who are we going to trust to count these votes?
Oh, you can use the machines they use in the States. Those are trustable, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. just ask what's his name? Al Gore.
Yeah.
I'm sure he fucking trusts him.
For sure.
But, like, seriously, Yeah, fuck. You know, I'm still on the whole kick about how BC should separate from Canada, but more along those lines, Vancouver Island should separate from the fucking
country. Well, you know, Vancouver Island is only included because they were supposed to do shit for us, and they broke all their promises. So technically, we have all the reasons to separate from Confederation again.
I love how they said that Victoria was going to see money from the Olympics. We haven't seen fucking dollar one.
I knew that was going to happen. That was just a fucking smokescreen. Okay.
Who the fuck's going to come over here at... You got to pay $100 both ways to come over on the fucking ferries. And they say there's no sex on the BC ferries anymore. Bullshit. We got fucked every time we go on them.
Every time we step on them.
I can remember when it was $8 for a walk-on.
I can too. I can remember when it was, you know, $25 for a car.
Yeah. And that included the driver. It did. So... It's so fucking ridiculous. Yeah.
And what's funny is they think they raise the prices, they're going to get more money. What happens, they raise the prices, ridership goes down, and they can't understand the correlation. They can't figure out, if we raise prices, ridership goes down, so we make less money. Wait a minute. It should tweak that. Well, raising the prices, we didn't make the money we need. So we need to bring the prices back down and bring ridership back up, which would give us more money.
Yeah.
Nah, they don't think logically. They're thinking like fucking CEOs in the U.S. Which is the other thing, too, is that because we sold the ferries to a private corporation, ever since it was turned into a private corporation, we've been getting really fucked up to Yang. Because when it was owned by the government, it was controlled. All of it was controlled.
Here's the problem. It's still considered part of our highway system.
Yeah, I know.
And do you know that they can ban you from using the ferries? That's fucking ridiculous. Like, basically it's saying, oh, well, fuck, you know, we're going to hold you hostage. You can't leave the island.
Yeah, at least not by those.
I told him good fucking luck because you can't monitor all the fucking ferries.
No, banning someone from the ferries like banning somebody from a shopping mall. You can't fucking truly do it because then you have to check the ID of every single person that came on. And that's not feasibly possible. Not for the ferry system. I mean, it's bad enough that they don't run on time as it is. If they tried to check fucking IDs on everybody who came on, the fucking thing would never ever run on time. Better yet, they'd be lucky to get one or two boats out a day. Fuck it, what?
Yeah. No, I was going to say, you know, if they paid more attention into what their crew was doing instead of what the passengers are doing, along those lines, paying more attention to what the passengers are paying to get on the ferries, then they wouldn't have had that fucking ferry that sunk because two people were screwing in the rivers.
That one was kind of fucked.
Say again?
That one was kind of fucked. That one was kind of fucked.
How is that fucked? It's easy. You know, pay more attention to what your passengers are doing, not to what their idea is pay attention to the passengers, what they're doing, and not what the crew's doing. Hey, let's go up to the wheelhouse and fuck.
How about when they're doing that fucking in the wheelhouse?
Right about where you were? Turn that fucking thing off.
Yes. Why? It's time to have some fun. Yeah.
Hey, here's something for you. I tweeted this out.
What's that?
Okay. It's a poem. It was written in 2008 by Corporal Andrew Grenal. In 2006, sadly, he was killed in September 2008, along with Private Chad Horn and Corporal Mike Segi. I received this email this morning from a soldier who served with Andrew and asked if I would share it on our pages, so here it is. It's called Why We Fight. I'm often asked why we are here, why my government actually agreed to send troops to this godforsaken place. There are no natural resources, no oil, no gold or silver, just people. People who have been at war for at least the past 40 plus years.
Afghanistan.
Yeah, people who want to...
It's all about opium.
Hang on. Let me fucking finish.
Sorry.
People who want nothing more than their children to be safe. People who will do anything for money, even give their own life. I look into the eyes of these people. I see hate, destruction, and depression. I see love, warmth, kindness, and appreciation. Why do we fight? For in this country, there are monsters. Monsters we could easily fight on a different battlefield at a different time. Monsters that could easily take the fight to us. Surrounding these mud walls and huts is a country in turmoil. A country that is unable to rebuild itself. A country that cannot guarantee a bright future for its youth. Why do we fight? Because if we don't fight today on this battlefield, then our children will be forced to face these monsters on our own battlefield. I fight because I'm a soldier. I fight because I'm ordered. I fight so my children won't have to.
I believe the part about fighting because he's a soldier and because he's ordered to, but the rest of it, that's just his perspective, and I really respect that. But the reason Afghanistan exists is all about fucking opium.
No.
Really? It's kind of amazing then that previous to the last invasion of Afghanistan, opium was almost non-existent. The poppy fields have been virtually completely wiped out. But since the invasion, all of a sudden the fields are producing better than they've ever produced. So you tell me,
I can tell you
coincidence?
Something else you don't know.
Oh, come on.
Oh, okay, here's something else. They want to get oil from one section of Europe.
Oh, they got to go through Afghanistan for that too.
They have to go through.
Yeah, there's the other part is the pipeline. But it's also about the opium, dude. It's more about the opium than anything else right now.
The opium is the way that the people there know how to make money.
It's the people there are making no money off of that. That opium is controlled by the fucking powers that be, for lack of a better term. The real people who fucking control the world.
Some other things from the Winnipeg Free Press. Okay. This past week was a difficult and emotional one for disabled veterans and their families. The outgoing veterans
ombudsman.
That's the one. Thank you. Pat Sturgeon held what will hopefully be the first of many conferences highlighting the shortfalls with which the Canadian bureaucracy treats and mistreats its men and women disabled in military service.
Conferences, bullshit.
Hang on. Fuck. Let me fucking finish, okay?
Sorry.
No, there's fucking people out there that need to know this
shit. Yeah, they need to know. I just have to throw in my two bits. Sorry.
The Ombudsman will have his hands full this next 3 months when he promises to show Canadians how badly veterans and their families are being cared for by the government. As David O'Brien pointed out in his column, Colonel Should Reload with Facts, August 21st, the Ombudsman would have to reload with some facts if he has any hope of both educating Canadians and making headway against the insensitive and deceptive bureaucracy, as Stogren it. The first fact, what is a veteran? In Canada, a veteran is anyone who served in uniform in Canada's military. Of the remaining 170,000 Second World War veterans, about 1,700 are passing away each month. This is a fact that minister and bureaucracy want Canadians to hear. It justifies their planned cuts to the Veterans Affairs Canada, mandated to care for veterans and their families. There are also more than 680,000 veteran and current members of the Canadian Forces who never served in the Second World War, almost 10% of whom are disabled. Veterans Affairs is also mandated to care for families, with more than 7,500 new Canadian Forces members last year and almost 5,300 others becoming veterans. When their families are taken into account, these numbers balance out the loss of our Second World War veterans. At current rates, it's approximately 6 years' time, the number of veterans and families will be grown by at least 15,000, but maybe as high as 20,000 annually. In light of this fact, Veterans Affairs should be hiring instead of firing employees. What about programs for these modern veterans? After April 2006, veterans have been compensated for their military injuries with a one-time lump sum of up to $276,089. It sounds impressive until the facts rudely intrude. Only 31 of our 19,500 injured soldiers have received the full amount of the average payout since 2006 has been just over 38,000, not enough to buy a minivan adapted for wheelchair accessibility.
That's barely a year's wages.
Prior to 2006, military injuries were compensated with a lifelong payment of up to $2,400 plus. Oh, sorry. Hang on. My computer screen just jumped. Okay, plus amounts for spouses and children. The lump sum does not include amounts for families. Furthermore, the monthly pension is increased annually to keep up with public service salaries. Yes, it is true that the lump sum is accompanied by other programs which, with the government claims, are guided by modern principles of disability management. The government, over the past 4 years, have received and ignored every one of the more than 300 recommendations from two of their own advisory groups. One chaired by a professor in rehabilitation speaks clearly of the government saying one thing about its programs and the reality of how the medical, veteran, and family world sees the same programs. In the new programs, there's a special allowance for severely disabled veterans. There are 623 who meet the bureaucratic definition. Yet this program is so inaccessible that only one member receives the allowance. The truth, however, is that all but two small parts of these programs are merely duplications of repackaging of already existing programs provided by the Canadian Forces or Veterans Affairs itself. The big difference is the deservedly condemned replacement of the lifelong monthly payments for pain and suffering with a one-time lump sum. And who's administering all these duplicate programs? Frontline Veterans Affairs employees are inundated keeping track of so much unnecessary paperwork. Every case manager and client service agent has about 1,000 clients, each of for whom they must provide care. Why the smokescreen by bureaucrats? As every good crime show has said, follow the money. Canada has twice as many veterans as Australia, yet we provide services for only one half as many clients as Australia's Department of Veterans Affairs, whose $12 billion budget is four times as great as Canada's. For the bureaucracy, there's a lot at stake in denying benefits to our veterans. The fact to be learned from all of this is that what bureaucrats might not always be true, is that what bureaucrats say might not always be true. In Canada, World Caring for Injured Soldiers, Veterans and Their Family, availability of program rarely translates into dignified accessibility. Although last week was an emotional week for veterans, the truth is that each day is an emotional day for disabled veterans. In war or peacetime, missing limbs, crushed vertebrae, damaged organs, broken spirits, and overburdened minds are the same tragic legacies for Canadians who suffered from them in the service of their nation. That Canada fights so hard not to properly care for the needs of its veterans and their families only humiliates proud veterans all the more. In a country which holds the democratic values of equality so dear, let us stop trying to find reasons to avoid treating all of our disabled veterans and their families with the same dignity, and let our veterans define dignity, not the bureaucracy. The guy who wrote this, Sean Breya, I hope I pronounced that right, is a retired Canadian Forces intelligence officer, freelance journalist, and a longtime advocate for the rights of disabled veterans and their families. He's not a recipient of the new veterans programs either. So, I mean, this was in the Winnipeg Free Press. I really hope that a lot of fucking people were able to read that. It's something that desperately needs to get out there. I mean, fuck, you learned something from it. So, I mean, these guys coming home are getting fucked.
Oh, yeah. Okay? Veterans have been getting fucked for a long time, and the fact that they don't consider veterans anymore if they didn't serve in World War II, that's really kind of truly fucked, because obviously we know World War II happened and closed out 70 years ago. So most of the men who served in that are men and women who served that are dying or dead. So simply based upon the age they would have been when they fought, it'd be the youngest that served, the ones that, you know, probably lied about their age to go serve, are the ones that are still alive.
You know, there's actually a group on Facebook called Soldiers Are Not Heroes.
No, I feel sorry for soldiers. I really do. Well, I don't feel sorry for them in the fact that I feel sorry. I feel for them in the fact that it's unfortunately,
do you empathize?
Unfortunately, someone has to do that job because of the way governments and leaders are. I mean, if it wasn't for governments and leaders, we wouldn't need military.
Well, no. Sorry. You get rid of governments and leaders, you got to get rid of religion and politics.
Well, that's what governments and leaders are all about, is religion and politics.
You get rid of religion and politics, you know, and we'd all live in a very much happier place. And along those lines, I don't know if I sent this to you. I was reading an article about a Canadian guy built an Olympic-size hockey arena in Israel.
What the fuck for?
Well, they've got kids playing hockey there. Some are, and they're a mixture of Arabs and Jews, Arabs and Israelis, mm-hmm. okay? They don't care about what religion the other guy is, yeah. okay? They're playing hockey together. They're having a blast together, and they've got the boys and the yeah. girls playing together. So it's a mixed team of boys and girls, Arabs and Israelis.
Yeah.
And these guys, the kids, they say, you know, we don't care about what our teammates...
Kids really generally don't give a shit about nothing until they hit about 9-10 years old, and then they start to pay attention to their parents, bigotries.
Yeah, well, these kids are older than that. They're in their teens, and they were touring Canada, and they were here for 2 weeks, and they got to see 10 NHL games.
Hello.
And
yeah,
hello.
Some reason okay. my headset cut out, but.
So, yeah, these kids got to see 10 NHL yep. games. And, I mean, the Canadian guy built this Olympic-sized hockey yep. rink. And I think it's absolutely fucking fantastic because, you know, okay, yes, it's not our national sport, but it is our national sport.
It's our national sport, even though it's not our official national sport.
Yeah. Our national sport may, in some small way, help bring peace to the Middle East. If you can get peace in the Middle East, you can get peace anywhere.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, that land has been fought over for the last 3,000 years.
You know what we should do? We should just fucking nuke the area and say,
into a giant glass parking lot?
Yeah, here you go. It's now all irradiated.
It's a wonderful piece of green glass. Enjoy.
Yeah. Okay, so... here you go. Who wants it now? Oh, none of you do. Okay.
What's truly amazing about it is the piece of land that's being fought over has no natural resources whatsoever.
No, it's the holy sites that they want.
But those holy sites are absolutely some of the stuff I've been reading and learning. Those holy sites are actually just duplicates of holy sites to be found in Europe.
Not all of them.
Majority of them are actually just duplicates of holy sites from Europe. Considering that all of the holy shit that happens there actually originated over in Europe.
Well, how can you say that? I mean, they're talking about the birthplace of Christ, if he actually existed.
I'm not talking about the last 2,000 years. I'm talking about previous. That holy land has been fought over for the last 4,000 fucking years, dude.
Oh, fuck yeah. I know
that. The last 2,000 years doesn't count. The last 2,000 years has just been people pissing in the wind because they've got nothing else better to do. I mean, previous to that, everything that led up to that came from Europe. You know, I mean, the Book of Enoch actually describes Enoch going off to Europe to learn his shit, and then bring it back to the Holy Land. You know, it's all very interesting. But yeah, think about it. They're fighting over a great big pile of sand that has absolutely no fucking value. Why?
Because they can.
Because they're stupid.
Yeah, well, fuck, you know. Nobody ever said religion was smart.
Oh, religion and politics are the two biggest fucking problems in the world.
I thought women were...
No, women are the enigma of the world.
Women are the catalyst that start all the problems.
Women do start a lot of problems, but it's not. Sometimes they do it intentionally. Sometimes they do it unintentionally. It's hard to say which. Sometimes.
What the fuck is that? Are you outside? Oh, fuck. Sounds like someone's giving someone a fucking blowjob.
Yeah, you know. Could be happening.
Yeah, right. Your wife's at work.
Yeah.
And she does know where you're
getting
it from.
That's true, she does.
So then, now let's move on to our provincial government. You know, they don't have the courtesy or the balls to actually pay teachers what they're worth and to care about kids in, as far
but
as education.
But they've been putting out some really fantastic commercials lately telling us that they've been doing a great job, haven't they?
Bullshit. Come on. You look at the way kids spell, and you tell me they're doing an excellent fucking job.
Texting is to blame for that, don't you know?
You talk to any teachers, and they're told, no, you can't fail little Johnny. Yeah. He's special. Now, guess what? I got a fucking special needs daughter, and if she's not toting her end of the line, she's going to fail.
Yeah.
She's going to grow up to know what failing is like. I'm sorry, but hey, you know, we all did it, and it made us better people. Oh, you came in second. That means you're the first place fucking loser.
Well, unfortunately, all this, team spirit, try, doesn't work when they fucking finally hit the real world and they find out the real world actually sucks.
Yeah. So, I mean, the government can't afford to have a bad name, so they're putting forth all these commercials saying how good they're doing and how good our kids are doing in school, and yet they have to legislate the teachers back to work and make it illegal for them to strike.
Yeah, it's because they're too scared to fucking negotiate.
I mean, how the fuck to get away with making it illegal for someone to strike? Hello, we're in China.
Because North America, all the stuff that the unions earn for us, we've given up now because we don't believe that it's necessary anymore, and more and more people are trusting the government and big business to do the right thing. And it's like saying Google's not evil, and their motto, it says do no evil. Well, they do all kinds of fucking evil.
That's like me saying I'm a fucking virgin. If Google's not evil, then I'm a fucking virgin.
Yeah, the simple fact is that people have given up their rights, and they're standing by. It's nobody is standing up for the additional unions. I mean, you look at the teachers that strike when they did have that walkout recently. Other unions just continued to cross their picket lines. The other unions did not respect their lines, and if other unions won't respect them, they lose all their power. And that's the problem with it. If one union won't respect the other union, the unions all lose their power.
Yeah. And they've got a name for those people who cross the line. And it's rightfully called
scabs. They used to call them scabs. Now they call them people who are just getting a job. You know, North America has hit the race to the bottom, fueled by Walmart and other stores like it, because they fueled the race to the bottom by fueling the cheapest price so that people could get the cheapest price, and thereby they could pay the cheapest wage and get the cheapest price and pay the cheaper wage and get a cheaper price and pay a cheaper wage and get a cheaper price, and now they're at the bottom and they don't know what the fuck to do. We've reached the bottom, and now people's like, be grateful we don't live in North America, or in North America, in fucking the United States, where in some states the minimum wage is still $3.50 a fucking hour.
It's fucking ridiculous.
Well, but they can still shop at Walmart. You know, and yet their town cores have been completely destroyed. They have no economy to speak of. If Walmart closed its doors, they would fucking go in. They would starve, or they would have nothing. If Walmart closed its doors in those areas,
well, you know,
it's
this is why we. I mean, you and I are enlightened enough that we know that we got to start learning Mandarin.
Mandarin, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, how else are we going to talk to our bosses?
Yeah, it's true. Chinese are due to rule the next empire. I guess it's their turn finally. I mean, they've blown it several times over the last five millennia. They've had several opportunities to rule the world over the last five millennia, but then they just closed their borders and sucked in upon themselves.
Hey, while we're on the topic of Chinese, and that brings to mind a question I want to ask you. What is the language of love?
Is there a language for love?
Yeah. What do you, you hear people saying, oh, I love that language, such and such is. It's the language of love.
Oh, yeah, okay. That's hard to say, man. It's one of the smoothest flowing languages I actually hear is not Spanish. French is pretty close. Let's see. And Mandarin is definitely not it. That's fucking harsh. I don't know. What's your choice on that?
Well, a lot of people think it's Italian.
Italian is close too. But you know what's funny is all those languages are actually based in one language.
Well, yeah. I mean, Italian, Spanish, French. A lot of people say it's
Latin.
French. Yeah, but no, that's not the answer. The language of love is Vietnamese.
No, Vietnamese is not that smooth sounding.
Just shut up and listen to this, because I'm going to tell you why Vietnamese is the language of love. Because you're curled up with your girl, you got a nice cozy fire girl going, right? You got candlelight, the firelight, bottle of wine, and you cuddle up to your girl and you lean over to whisper in her ear and you go,
yeah, that works. You know the reason why I was going to tell you it doesn't work? Because back in the 70s, when we lived in California when I was a kid, we actually sponsored three Vietnamese refugees when they came to the States. They lived with us for several months till they could get on their feet and get moving. And I got to know them and talk to them, and I listened to their freaking language, and no, it's anything but smooth.
I just like it because I thought it was funny.
It is hilarious, but very hilarious.
Yeah. But then again, I'm a hilarious.
You know, what the fuck happened to you? You talking away from your mic?
No. My voice is just, my throat's getting sore.
Oh, well, you know, got to keep them dicks out of your throat. Then you'll be all right.
Yeah, fuck the bitch. I didn't know your wife had a dick.
Yeah, you're funny.
I know I am.
Well, we can trim this down. We've been at this for over an hour now.
Oh, fuck.
That's
is that
it?
All?
We can continue it going. I'm sure there's a few people that might actually follow it for a little while longer.
But that's all, folks. Unfortunately, that's not all, because we're going to sit here and fucking torture you some more.
They've got an off switch.
Yeah. But, you know, we've got these such hypnotizing voices that people just want to keep listening. They want to hear what we've got to say.
They just
want to
hear what we're bitching about, and they're just going, you know, I really hate that asshole. He's so fucking wrong about that. And then there's the other ones, oh, God, he's so right, you know? That's so enlightening. I never thought about that.
You look at how many people have sent me emails saying, you're so fucking right on, man. Oh. You're saying it like it is.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking idiots.
Well, there's no accounting for taste.
Okay, so.
But where were we at? We were off on some other fucking subject, and now we're
talking about how the provincial government doesn't have the balls to actually take on the teachers, so they make illegal for them to strike. So, and you know,
they do that for everybody, though. You've noticed that every time any organization comes up. I mean, look at Canada. They made it illegal for fucking Canadian Airlines employees to strike, and that's a fucking private corporation.
Well, but they've been bailed out so many times by the fucking federal government. But okay,
that's neither here nor there. It's still amazing that a private corporation, they could legislate their employees back to work.
I keep saying that the U.S. is becoming the fourth Reich. Okay. And if you if people look at the world history, okay, beginning of World War II, North America was in a depression, right?
Yeah.
The Great Depression.
I won't even go into that.
Now,
but...
Well, no, but now you look at Europe, okay? The Greek economy is failing.
It's failed, actually.
Or, yeah. All these countries that bought into the euro are starting to have economic problems.
Serious economic problems, yeah. The Ponzi scheme has been exposed.
The U.S. is becoming this great dictatorship. Yeah. And I keep saying that the president, no matter who he is, should just be addressed as the Führer. And Stephen Harper should just take on the title of Il Duce. Yeah, Benito Mussolini.
It should just be America's bitch. It should be his title. He's America's bitch. Ever since when fucking Canada was stupid enough to reelect him, it's like we've been going on its downward spiral.
Well, it goes back further than that. I mean, look at Brian Mulroney. He fucked Canada with the NAFTA.
Yeah, NAFTA truly fucked us, but NAFTA was the biggest fuck of all. That's been a continual fuck ever since. We've been fucked so many times over NAFTA, it doesn't even matter. The only people that I think have won with NAFTA has been fucking the United States.
Now, we're also to blame for a lot of our own problems because Canada needs to take a better look at their immigration policies, okay? Our immigration policies are fucking outdated. Yeah. They suck. We're letting too many fucking people in that can't fucking support themselves. And you
stupid.
Know what? This is going to sound racist and prejudiced, but it's people from Asia and India, those two areas. Because you know what? They're smart fuckers. They're the ones who take the jobs that no one wants to do. Oh, fuck, $10 an hour. No, fuck, I'm worth more than that. You want to pay me $10 an hour to pick some daffodils? Oh, no, fuck, that's way too low. And they'll say, well, we'll pick them for $8. Yeah. And they pick their... And they have their families living all together until they can afford to buy another fucking house. And then they buy another fucking house until you and I are renting from them. And then we're all like, oh, fucking goddamn packy bastards.
It has to do with thinking more for the future instead of consumerism now. Is what it does to anything else. But the biggest problem with it, it's not that they can't, it's the ones that truly can't support themselves that come here and get on the welfare system, the government system. You know, it's actually better to be a refugee in Canada than it is to be a Canadian citizen. Your benefits are way fucking better.
You know what else? It's better to be either a refugee, a native, a black, an Asian, anything but white.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? Did you know that there's more grants available from both federal and provincial governments for people who are native, who are white, who are Asian?
I happen to qualify for many of those native ones, so fuck you.
Yeah, well, fuck you, man. No. But this is where this bullshit has to stop. We don't judge people by the color of their skin. You know what? You want to work here. You want to live here. You want to tote the line. You know, you work hard. Fine. You can say if you want things given to you because of the color of your skin or the your heritage. You know, okay. You want all this stuff because of your heritage. You qualify for all this stuff because of your native heritage. You know what? My heritage is to kill you fuckers, so I get mine. You get yours, I get mine.
Yeah, unfortunately, it doesn't work that way. See, the problem is that the white collective has decided to feel guilty about every fucking sin that has occurred in the last 300 years. Actually, 500 years. Every fucking sin that has occurred in the last 500 years. Now, they should fucking get over it and say, fuck it, I'm not responsible for every fucking sin of the last 500 years. I'm responsible for now. And fuck you if you're not intelligent enough to get off your fucking little brown ass, stop drinking booze, and become smart and do something with your fucking brains. Because you're not unintelligent, you're just stupid. Okay, how's that for a fucking rant?
That's a great rant.
That I agree with that 100%.
It's quite simple. It's like many of the people, you know, I've been through reservations, and I'm just appalled at what I see there. And the thing that appalls me the most is that these folks are not unintelligent. They're very fucking smart. They're just stupid. And what I mean by stupid is they don't use their intelligence wisely to deal with the system that has already fucked them, to learn how to control that system and make that system work for them. In the States, more of the natives have started to do that. The nation in the United States that has done it the best has been the Cherokee Nation. And the Cherokee Nation has done a fantastic job of it in the States. In fact, they have managed to make sure that they are recognized as an independent nation within the United States. You know,
good for them.
And they've actually got, if you on the Cherokee Reservation, they've got a healthcare system, a universal healthcare system for their reservation. Now, granted, their reservation is pretty fucking huge. I mean, it takes up a large chunk of Oklahoma and other states. But anyway, that's the rant. It's like they're just stupid people.
See, I something I disagree with, though, is, you know, if you're going to live in the country, then great. You live in the country. You've got your rights, but you've also got your obligations, and pay your fucking taxes on your goddamn smokes. You don't get them for fucking $3 because I'm white, I'm paying $10. Fuck no.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, pay the fucking taxes. If you guys were to pay your taxes, our fucking deficit would be fucking lowered. And why I'm on this fucking rant, let's legalize legalize fucking prostitution and get these fucking assholes that are sitting in Parliament right now out of there.
Thinking of legalizing pot, did you know our federal government recently passed a law that could make it illegal and send people to jail for pot the way the United States does? It's like, holy fuck. What the fuck are, you know, we're headed down the same road as the fucking United States.
Of course we are, because the states have their war on drugs, you know, and we're not going to tolerate this.
There was a brief period of joyous time right after, what was the, Kretchen? Was it Kretchen that left office? Yeah. Right as he left office, when he no longer cared because he was no longer trying to get reelected or anything, and he actually made pot decriminalized. And the United States went fucking nuts.
Well, see, there's something else, you know. If they were to decriminalize pot.
It was decriminalized completely across the entire country.
Well,
yes,
no,
it was.
It was.
It lasted for 6 months.
It was never decriminalized completely. If you had over a certain amount, they would arrest you. Personal use amount was decriminalized.
Whatever.
Over personal use amount was still illegal. But that's neither here nor there. Okay, if they were to decriminalize it completely and actually regulate it, then, you know, we get tax money in from that. Hey, look, there goes another part of our deficit.
Oh, yeah, the fucking taxes from pot would be nice and credible. The sin tax off that one alone. But that would be only provided that they were selling good pot, not the medical marijuana that the government provides now. I mean, the medical marijuana they provide now may as well be fucking hemp turned into rope.
Well, you do know that out here, you can grow your own medical
marijuana,
right?
Yeah, I know that, but not everybody does.
Yeah, but you have to have the paper entitling you to it.
And then it allows you like 3 plants or something.
Yeah.
But 3 plants can produce a fucking lot of pot.
Fuck yeah. And, you know, and this, I'll let the listener know.
Neither do I, but.
Yeah, Mr. Nobody. And you're going to have to go through this whole thing and edit out if I've ever said your name, Mr. Nobody.
I'll get over it.
Okay, because
I'm not gonna listen to it entirely just to fucking edit it. I mean, it makes for an interesting show to listen back to sometime later. Sometimes it's actually entertaining to listen back to it and go, "Wow, man, what the fuck was I thinking?"
But decriminalize pot.
Yeah.
Okay. You can clear a lot of our deficit up that way, and you're not gonna have people smuggling it or trying to, like, oh, fuck, man, the cops are coming. I got to hide my pot.
You'll still have some smuggling, much the way you have tobacco smuggling, but not to the same extent.
No. And if they're to decriminalize, well, I'll tell you why they won't decriminalize prostitution. Because then, you know, they have to keep a public record. The brothel
the politicians would fucking have a record of their visit.
Yeah, exactly that. And if they were smart, as you've said before, you know, just turn around and say, yeah, I admit it. I made a mistake, okay? I'm not going to fucking hide it. Yeah, I did this. I'm human.
Actually, probably the best thing any politician could do sometimes is own up to their fucking mistake. I mean, look at, what's his name that did the night show? Was that Johnny Carson? The guy who got charged by his interns and they were going to blackmail him, and instead of being blackmailed, what he did was he just jumped up and said, yeah, these folks are trying to blackmail me. Yeah, I was fucking my interns, but I screwed up. My wife knows about it. Hey, whatever. I'm human. Fuck it. And then what happened was it blew over in 2 weeks. It was gone. It didn't become a fucking scandal for him because he just, and then also the people were trying to blackmail him into fucking jail.
Yep. Dopey fucker syndrome.
Well, you know.
See, there's something else, okay? Not many people know about this, but there's a health concern going around. It's called dopey fucker syndrome. Oh. Yeah, dopey fucker syndrome.
I'll bite.
And
what is it?
You can. Well, no, you can tell if you've got dopey fucker syndrome. If you do something fucking dopey, you fuck.
Okay.
I mean, like, drinking and driving. You've got dopey.
Anyone who does drinking and driving is just plain fucking moronic and stupid.
Yeah, dopey fucker syndrome.
No, beyond dopey fucker syndrome, they're complete anal wipes.
Okay, stunned kind of syndrome.
That's better.
How's that? Yeah, but see, a lot of people, and I don't know why women would get offended because it's just a four-letter word, but you can't say cunt.
See you next Tuesday.
See you next Tuesday. Cunt, 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 cunt,
well, there goes
cunt.
All our fucking women listeners.
Shit, bitch, motherfucker, cocksucker, cunt, and tits.
Piss. You forgot piss.
Yep. Oh, I forgot piss. Damn.
That one still fucking just blows me away, man. It's like, piss? Really? Piss?
Why can't you say piss? Why can't you say tits? Tits are beautiful.
Oh, yeah. Well, as long as you don't show the nipple, they're beautiful.
Yeah, I just asked Janet Jackson. She didn't show her nipple.
Nope, but she had a little fucking doily thing on it.
Yeah, a little pacey. And
you know that was fucking planned.
Oh, fuck that. People got more offended at this year's Super Bowl during Madonna's little halftime show when one of the girls that was on a single with her flipped the cameraman off. She just flipped the bird to the cameraman, right?
I missed that.
And people got so pissed off. And then, of course, oh, my God, did you see what Angelina wore to the Oscars? So fucking what? You know, she's got great legs. She should show them off while she still can. She looks fucking anorexic.
Yeah, they were nice legs, though. Fucking weren't they amazing?
I'm going to give the woman credit where credit's due. She does have a nice set of legs.
Yeah, I was forced to watch the Oscars because my wife loves that sort of thing. But watching Angelina's legs made it worthwhile.
Yeah,
I like
so.
Legs, man. What can I say?
So what? You mean you'd never date an amputee?
Probably not. No. What can I say, man? I'm fucking... Everybody is fucking bigot and racist and... What's the other fucking word I'm looking for? Bigot, racist, and... There's one more. Come on. Come on. What's...
I don't know.
Yeah. All right. Intolerant. Everyone is in some form or fashion. And I don't care who the fuck you are, you just gotta fucking admit it.
You know, I've got no problems with niggers or kikes or...
Oh, that one there is gonna fucking... That one there has just shot our rating fucking right down to the floor, man. You said the N-word, bad boy.
Yeah, I said nigger. Nigger, 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 nigger cunt. Nigger cunt, nigger cunt.
Oh, fuck.
But you know what? You know who I've got the biggest fucking
What's
problem
that?
With? Fucking
rednecks.
Rednecks.
Oh, rednecks are fucking the stupidest.
Why red motherfucking
rednecks are the stupidest people on the fucking planet, I think.
That's why I very rarely go to Alberta.
Yeah.
It's the fucking rednecks.
Alberta
there.
And Texas, man. They're same fucking people.
Pretty much. Yes, folks, I said the N-word. You know what? You can't say the word nigger, but you can say the word cracker, which is a derogatory term
oh, yeah.
towards
you
white
can
guys.
Say, you can say all kinds of other things, but you can't say what.
But no, you can't say nigger.
It's because for some reason that has become the ultimate. It's like the reason they're trying to ban Huckleberry Finn in the schools, because nigger appears in that book. Tom Sawyer in particular. The Tom Sawyer version where Tom runs away with a black man.
You take the word nigger out of the vocabulary today, and I mean, they've already ruined great movies like Blazing Saddles, where so much of the story revolves around a black sheriff. We ain't going to have a nigger for a sheriff. But, so that's why I like to say nigger cunt. So... And by the way, the email address is cranky@thecrankyoldbastard.com. You want to write to me and tell me how much of a fucking cocksucker I am because I say the words nigger and cunt and nigger cunt and kill the president? We should all fucking kill the president.
I think there's a fucking form on the website for filling out for contact, too. I'm not sure. So.
Okay, well, they can contact the guy who hosts my website.
He's an idiot.
Yep. Fucking right.
He doesn't know what the fuck's going on.
Nope. I mean, fucking Yahoo closed down, or not Yahoo, Google closed my AdSense because I violated the terms of agreement by having profanity on my website. Fuck! People, do you not look at the name of the fucking website?
This is Google's duplicity is one. They'll close down one, but leave the stuff up on porn sites. It's a duplicity constantly with them. So it really makes no difference. You just happen to have got caught in the fucking by the morality police, is what happened.
You know, I would really love for George Carlin to be alive and let him listen to some of our podcasts.
Yeah, he'd probably enjoy it.
Oh, fuck, he'd love it. He'd be saying, like, fuck, you guys are going right along the same lines I did. You don't give a fuck.
Eventually, you hit a point in life where you don't give a fuck anymore.
No. You know, I've got friends who are gay. They're fucking fags. You know. Hey, you know what they call it? A fag dinosaur?
No, I don't, actually.
Dinosaur ass. Do you know what they call a lesbian dinosaur?
No.
Lick a lot of puss. Hey, do you know what geriatric pussy tastes like?
No.
That's depends.
All right. You're a sick
I am a sick motherfucker. And, you know, people are just starting to gather that. Like,
all you folks that have, you know, followed us past the hour into the hour and a half mark, you got all the fucking bonus material.
Yes, secret bonus material. Tell your friends.
Don't bail at the 1 hour mark, or you just miss out on all the good stuff.
That should be the title. Don't bail after an hour.
Yeah, well, that's all right.
Keep listening for extended material. And you know what? When we post this, what we've got to do is find one of those parental advisory things and slap up.
Well, we'll have to create our own because all the other ones are copyrighted, I'm sure.
May contain offensive language.
When it gets listed on iTunes, it does say, this is fucking explicit. Get over it.
Yeah. And that's it. You know, maybe the way to get away with saying the words nigger cunt is to become a rapper.
Well, you got to be black first. Then you can say them all you want.
What? What do you mean? You trying to tell me I'm not black?
You might be. I really don't know. I haven't seen you.
Fuck,
are you black? Holy shit.
Hey, man, hang on. Let me pull my bottom lip. Inflate to 35. Yeah, I'm
kind of. Kind of reminds me of that fucking, which one was that? The third in the, what the fuck is it? Ah, forget it. It's a movie I can't remember the name of.
Okay, folks, so we're going to let you go. And,
I guess we're going to get out of here then? All right, well.
Yep.
Fuck. There we go.
Oh, shit. Oh, fuck.
And fuck. Here's some music to carry us out.
Sippy porn.
Porn music. Carry us right out the end. And that's the end of the Cranky Old Bastard. This episode, I don't have no clue what fucking number it is. Goodbye.
Bye.